This is the first flight of the month. I'm responsible for checking some of the interior systems. I hope I encounter no problems. I take my time checking out the plane, and if I find nothing wrong with them, the passengers will come aboard.
Light slow. Pull up.
Mohan 5-0. Wind shear. 3-1. Heavy. Good evening. Continue approach runway.
Class 37, heading selected. Tehran-Asma 1352, passing EFAT.
About 30 seconds later, the same thing happened to the right engine. It was really impossible. The wing's anti-icing system stopped working, which made the situation even more dangerous. The wing would freeze over, and if the ice thickened, it would be our downfall.
People's opinions differed. Someone believed that I had stolen the job of another man, a man who was the head of a family. Someone else believed I was not up to doing it. They didn't express their opinions straight to my face, but showed it in their action and behavior. I noticed it, and it did upset me. But the only thing that calmed me down was the fact that I was the one swimming against the tide. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Where are you going today?
Abadan. I checked the weather. It's fine. I called the guys and asked them to.
Who's accompanying you?
Captain Farsian.
That's great. I'm flying to Tehran.
Tehran, that's great.
See you in Shiraz.
Okay, I'll land 10 minutes sooner than you, so I'll wait for you.
Okay, I'll see you in Shiraz.
I think my car has arrived.
What time is it? Yes, it must have arrived. Shall we go?
Well, is there anything else?
No.
I hope you have a good flight. See you. Goodbye.
We ran a few checklists and procedures, and she quickly finished that. We tried to guess the probable scenarios, deciding what to do if the wing froze solid and there was an explosion, asking the control project to stand ready because we were heading back.
Seat belt, no smoking.
Oh, no. Stabilize engine number one.
Landing altitude 320.
Check.
APIS. Mars altimeters.
1014. 4860.
4880.
I've been married for 5 years, and my husband pilots the airplanes that I'm going to fly today. When we got married, he was a co-pilot too, and we have an aviationish kind of life. It's either him studying or I preparing myself for one test or another. And when we are done, one of us has to get ready for taking the simulation test, for which we have to go abroad for 6 months, and before which we have to study. Anyway, it's a difficult life even for a man. Imagine how it would be for a woman, a married woman, who has to run a household. My husband's not here, but I owe every success I've achieved in my life after my marriage to him. I always used to talk to my colleagues, even those who were my senior, but not to Firuz. We only said hello to each other now and then. We were flying to Dubai one day. When I went to the cockpit to say goodbye to him, he said, "Miss Shams." I said, "Yes, Captain." He said, "Take care." That was a romantic comment on his part. I really would like to thank him, because he always supports me, pushing me to achieve more success in my life and career, and hopefully become a captain. He's more concerned about me than himself.
We were getting ready to go back. Miss Shams had contacted the control tower, informing them that we were going to land. But we had to go through a procedure before we could land in Mashhad Airport. And you couldn't see very well in the airport. In the last minute, the plane's pressurization system also broke down. Anyone who is faced with such a situation will know for certain that they are going to die.
Studying is only one part of what you need for flying a plane. Experiences are the other important part. Each day is different from the previous ones. Many things happen, and you encounter different weathers every day. Because of the job I have chosen, my life is not an ordinary one. As it happens, we sometimes are in Shiraz in our workplace for 2 or 3 days, but we don't get a chance to see each other. We sometimes hear each other's voices in communications with the center in Tehran that controls the flights and greet each other by saying something like, "Have a nice flight," or "Goodbye." The only hardship we have is being away from each other, and that may not be a bad thing. Perhaps we'll appreciate each other more that way. I don't know. This is one way of living, after all. We had an emergency during the flight. To put it in a nutshell, one of our systems stopped working. You can't call it a bad memory. It was a good one since we were able to handle it. It was the Mashhad Shiraz flight, and our anti-icing system stopped working, and we ran a few procedures according to the checklist we had.
By then, the plane was covered in snow, and what was going to happen, happened. The plane swayed sideways, putting its weight on its left wing, flipped, and we went straight towards the ground. All the alarms and warnings went off. Miss Shams treated that situation very calmly and firmly. She was very firm. I know all my colleagues. I don't think many of my male co-pilots would have reacted that way if they had been with me. We were looking death in the eye. I myself felt its clutches for about 5 seconds. It was over. This is where Miss Shams came in. Everything had happened so quickly, and normally, Miss Shams should have panicked or lost her self-confidence.
50, 40, 30, 20, 10.
It sounds easy, but it was difficult, though I didn't show it. People need to realize that everyone is entitled to do what they want in this world. It's not that I've taken a man's rightful place. They need to realize that you don't need muscles to fly a plane.
Miss Shams was with me every step of the way. When you're in such a situation, when you're about to die, you will undoubtedly panic. You freeze and can't do anything.
Flying has many aspects. It is a job or an art pursued by those who are interested in it. But I believe it has a spiritual aspect as well, because when we're up there flying, the sky might be the same no matter where you go, but there's a sense of emptiness and loneliness, especially when you're flying during the night or over the sea or the desert. When you're flying over the desert, the light is low and the sky is more explicit. At night, you can see the sky more clearly, see the stars. There's absolute silence and there's a spiritual feeling that can't be compared to anything else.